We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Why can't we be friends? That's what Joe Biden's trying to do. Make friends between the mods and the libs. It's not working so well. So he and along with socialist Bernie Sanders unveiled the Democrat Party's unity plan recently for immigration reform, hoping it would unite the two major factions in their party, the moderates and the progressive. Not very many moderates left over there. Unfortunately, instead of attempting to convince the more liberal progressive wing of the party that moderation on immigration is the popular position, quote, unity plan capitulates to the radical leftist wing of the party that supports policies that would effectively create open borders. Joining us now is Numbers USA Deputy Director Chris Shimolinski. Chris, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Chris, walk me through this. I read the article that you guys recently posted, the blog post, where you went through this step by step. And what's funny is this is another case where Joe Biden has broken with 40 years of his policy positions. He was known as a more moderate voice in the Democrat Party, you know, willing to strike deals, reach across the aisle. But now he has to cater to the radical AOC faction of the party. I guess he's abandoned that stance. He's now gone over the far left wing, correct?
He has. And, you know, his position on immigration, he is known, has been known as a deal maker. And his position on immigration, I would say, was maybe just a little bit left of center. But this unity plan really, really opens things up. There were some outlandish things in his own plan that he released. But really what he's embraced from the far left is really this, just this idea that there should be any sort of immigration enforcement at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's really extreme. It calls for the continuation of the visa lottery, calls for an increase in the number of employment-based green cards, an increase in the H-1B higher wage guest worker program, streamlining the H-2 guest worker program. How does this not just take jobs away from American citizens, Chris?
Yeah, it's, you know, first of all, we're talking about nearly 50 million Americans have filed for unemployment over the last couple of months, about 16 to 17 million permanently out of work right now looking for work. And he wants to double, potentially triple legal immigration from our already currently historical highs. We bring in 1.1 million new legal immigrants every single year, plus another million guest workers on top of that. That's the most that we've brought in. The only era in our nation's history where we've come close was during the Great Wave back in the late 1980s or 1800s and early 1900s. So he wants to vastly expand that. But again, you know, this whole idea of completely getting rid of enforcement, essentially, there's going to be part of his plan is to have a 100-day moratorium on any removals, which means there's not going to be any interior enforcement for the first 3.5 months of his administration. That's basically an open invitation to anybody living outside of the country. Hey, come to the United States. We're not going to enforce our immigration laws. We're not going to punish you if you don't come in through the legal channels. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned it, his 100 days where he'll halt deportations. But he'd also greatly expand the definition of asylum to essentially include most of the 33 million people who live in Central America. That's in the triangle, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. I mean, this is not necessarily the places that you want to grant asylum to everybody. I mean, this is craziness. And then on top of that, he now also, even though if you remember the hand raise thing during the Democrat debate where he was reluctantly sort of doing the half hand raise, I don't know if he just forgot what he was supposed to answer or not. But now he also all of a sudden supports offering health care to 2.3 million young adults, illegal aliens. So now he wants to give free health care to illegals as well. Where did he come with this? Is he just basically now realizing I have to get the Bernie Sanders voters, so I might as well just embrace Bernie Sanders' policy platform?
Yeah. I think what he's doing is because the unity plan, it's not just immigration. There's a whole host of policy issues that are listed in this unity plan. But, you know, I think what he's doing is he's rolling the dice here. I think he's thinking that Democrats are so fed up with Trump that he can just put out anything. And regardless of what the details are, people are going to vote for him. And for registered Democrats, it's probably true. While moderate Democrats aren't going to necessarily embrace some points of this plan, probably a lot of the points of the plan, when it comes to the immigration parts of his plan, they're not going to embrace those parts. They're going to look the other way and go pull the lever for Biden because they just dislike Trump so much.
Right.
The question is really going to be, where are these middle of the road voters in the key states, in the swing states, Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, where are these voters going to land when they start seeing some of these really extreme policy issues? It'll be interesting to see if the Trump campaign really tries to exploit some of these things, or if Trump is just going to continue to hammer away on his position of merit-based immigration and building a wall.
You're right about the disaffected moderates, the independents. I mean, Biden also promises to expand sanctuary policies, eliminate the program that allows local police to partner with ICE in the enforcement of federal immigration laws. I mean, this stuff, it really is straight out of the squad's playbook. I mean, they might as well just abolish ICE and abolish the police while they're at it. I just don't understand. You're right. How does Joe Biden appeal to the disaffected Trump voter, the Republican, you know, that maybe is frustrated with Donald Trump, or an independent or a moderate with these types of, you know, policy positions? I don't see how he does it. He's gone so far to the left in order to get the nomination and secure the nomination. How does he pivot back? That was the big question. It sounds like he's not even going to try. He's just going to stay with the left.
Yeah, and, you know, this is going to fall, the responsibility is really going to fall on, I think, both those middle-of-the-road swing voters, the disaffected Trump voters, as you said, and the media to a certain extent. I mean, we know what the details are. In fact, in the Unity Plan, there's about a three-page bulleted list of policy things that they want to do when it comes to immigration. We've now seen reports that if Biden is elected, he's going to do major immigration reform within his first 100 days. They're not going to blow the chance like they did with Obama in Obama's first 100 days back in 2008. So the question is, I don't really see Biden going out and campaigning on, oh, yeah, we're going to completely halt deportations for the first 100 days. We're going to completely open up our asylum policy for basically anybody that can claim they come from a country where there's crime. you know, I don't think he's going to campaign on those points. So it's going to be up to, again, it's going to be up to the voters, and it's going to be up to the people that moderate debates and things like that, town hall meetings, to really challenge him and ask him about some of the details that are in this plan.
Right. Well, and all that is predicated on Joe Biden actually leaving his basement. So
that too.
Which may be problematic, Chris.
Right.
Thank you again for joining us this evening. We've posted a link to that recent Numbers USA blog on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information, they can visit numbersusa.com, correct?
Absolutely, numbersusa.com, and we're also on both Facebook and Twitter at numbersusa.
Chris, I appreciate you joining us this evening. This is an important topic. I think immigration is going to be one of the issues that's going to be important when voters go to the polls. They are going to see a very distinct, I mean, one of the other things we didn't touch on, they want to completely undo a lot of the policies that Trump has put into place. So that's just a whole nother issue that Biden wants to take care of. It's going to be something that's going to be an issue in November. You guys are articulating that issue. So it's important that folks follow you and they go to to numbersusa.com. Thank you for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, take a minute during the break and download the radio.com app and add our station to your favorites. That's the best way for you to stay informed on the latest news and other alerts affecting our community. Get the radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play now. We'll take a quick break, and then Fox News contributor and Washington Post columnist Mark Thiessen will be with us to discuss his recent exclusive one-on-one interview with President Trump. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.